From Friday night football to the county fair. From picnics in the park to hometown parades. From big cities to small towns, we are proud to serve our communities. Last year, we volunteered 19,000 hours and donated $5 million to local charities. Because lending a hand to a neighbor and investing in the people and places around us is the right thing to do. We are Park National Bank, and we are proud to serve you.
Member FDIC.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Content is king, but what would you do if you had an AI army? How many people would you reach? How much time or money would you save if you could produce content en masse? My guest is Kate Bradley-Chernis, who founded Lately.ai, a tool to get more mileage out of what you produce.
All this and more in episode number 442.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, senior Forbes writer, and founder of Mobile Groove. And if you haven't noticed it, content is exploding out there, not just podcasts like ours that have been around for nearly a decade, but everyone out there is creating content, wanting to distribute content. It's what we're doing. It's how you get a voice in the industry. It's how you create influence. And in many cases, now with blockchain, who knows, it's maybe how you make a living for real. And I have a really interesting guest who's going to tell us about this and more. We have Kate Bradley-Chernis. She is CEO and co-founder of Lately. Lately.ai, really cool tool that learns your brand voice, turns your blogs, your videos, podcasts into dozens of social posts. We'll be talking about that and also her background because, hey, she's a former marketing agency owner who created Lately out of the need for spreadsheets for her then client, Walmart, got them a massive ROI. And before that, she was into music. So she was at the award-winning radio production company, Sirius XM, rather, music director, on-air host as well, feeling probably in her element here then here on my podcast with me, Kate. You were an on-air host, and here you are with me, also hosting.
Yeah. Welcome. You're doing a great job. You're much better than I was. I mean, I didn't have to talk to people, Peggy, so I just had to play music, which was a little bit easier.
But very eclectic, very cool. I used to have, there was a time college radio, I had like the midnight graveyard shift where you could get away with long, deep cuts and long, long, deep introductions, which I've done a long, deep introduction for you. I'm really interested in how you move from music to taking the pain out of spreadsheets to turning out such a really cool product. I mean, the timing could not be better for what you're doing, but the path there is probably nearly as interesting.
Yeah, it was wild. I mean, you know, as you hopefully as you age, you look back with the wisdom that we have, right? And you can see that it's now a straight line, but at the time it feels like quite a zigzag. But how it started was really, you know, I was in radio. I was broadcasting to 20 million listeners a day for XM, and I thought I had made it in the radio land. You know, I was at the place everybody wanted to be. But it was just a boys club, Peggy, and I was getting real beat up by it. And I didn't understand what a hostile work environment was, right? So I knew sexual harassment, and honestly, it was part of the culture. We all were participating in it. But I didn't understand the hostility part and why I wasn't getting credit for what I was doing. And my body started reacting. It was trying to tell me to get out, and I wasn't listening.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it got worse and worse. I had like a rash on my torso, and I fell down the stairs at work and tore a ligament. I was in a cast and in a wheelchair for like a year. And then my hands, I started experiencing what's called epicondylitis and tendonitis. And to this day, I can't type at all. I use voice activated software to do all of my computing. So wow. Some kind of irony there, right? I still talk for a living. It's amazing.
That's a positive way. That's a positive way of looking at it. You know, you still do talk for a living and,
yeah.
And I think you have excelled. I mean, I could see your radio voice, but I would say that what you're building and doing as well, I mean, you can indeed be proud. Tell
Thank
us about
so
that.
Much. Yeah. Well, so one of the things I learned in radio was about the neuroscience of how you listen to music. So, and this is built into the bedrock of lately, right? So when your brain listens to a new song, Peggy, it must instantly access every other song you've ever heard before in that moment. And it's looking to find familiar touch points so it knows where to index that song in the library of your brain. So wow. In that moment, right, yeah, it pulls forth emotion, nostalgia, memory, all those things happening, right, real quick. And when you're writing, a similar thing happens as somebody reads the writing. They hear the voice behind the writing, and it's your job as the author to give me, the reader, the familiar touch points, because a voice has a note, it has a frequency like a song, right? So the same aspects are at play. So when I moved out of the industry, the music industry, I had this experience, and my uber power, Peggy, is making listeners into fans, right? That's what I do really well. And that's a big difference because fans work for you for free, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as I had, my dad eventually, by the way, shook me by the shoulders lovingly one day and said, "You can't work for other people. That's what your body's trying to tell you. There's no shame in this, you know." So I was basically crippled, and I was like, "Oh my God!" I had this huge aha, and I started my first company. And as I was marketing, it was a music related thing. As I was marketing it, someone else came along and said, "Boy, you're really good at marketing. Why don't you consult us?" And they put me on the Walmart project.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where those spreadsheets came in. So it was a really wild, interesting project. There were 20,000 participants, small, medium, large, not only Walmart, but the IRS, United Way Worldwide. So for-profit, nonprofit government. And I started looking at the consistency of the messaging and the unification of all the marketing and communications we were doing. And how can we just really pull it together as one voice? You know, it's really hard for all these people to do together. And I saw the redundancies, and then I saw that we had the potential to use what was in front of us already. It was not being well used. And so I took a blog, for example, instead of using the headline of the blog, "Walmart helps lift the poor out of poverty," which is a nice headline, but honestly, nobody cares about that. But inside the blog, each sentence acted more as like a teaser of what was. If you click the link and read the full blog, it's kind of like a mini movie trailer there, right? It's more interesting, mm-hmm. more compelling. And so I could break up a blog quickly into 40 social posts and then disseminate them across all 20,000 players there. So that, in combination with the neuroscience of music that we mentioned, made for the baseline of what Lately does. Do you want to tell them what it does, or do you want me to?
I sort of hinted at it. I mean, I've got it myself, to be quite honest, full disclosure. And I thought to myself, this is pretty cool for free agents and freelancers and real people out there who don't have an army of people to split up the sentences for them. So go ahead, tell us about it.
That's true. It's the army, right? Because we all need to be everywhere all the time. And we're only an army of one, right?
Yes, indeed.
And I thought the same thing. I thought, well, in fact, my friend Steve came along and saw what I was doing with Walmart. And he was from this tech world and said, you know, we can make software out of this. And I thought, you're crazy. I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, you only need $25,000. And I was like, you know, I worked in radio. I don't have any money, right? So, but he had this understanding of what we could do. So how Lately works is we study the analytics of your social channels that you give us access to. And we're looking for the keywords, phrases, and sentence structures that went into the post that got you the highest engagement. We start learning what your audience is responding to and really liking and connecting with. We build a writing model based on what we learn, and we update and learn from it all the time. And we give you plenty of opportunities to help us along the way. Then you can feed that brain any long form content, like a blog, like we said, or an audio podcast like this or a video, right? So if it's a video, we'll transcribe it for you. We'll find all the greatest quotes of the one-liners that you've said today or that I've said today and pull out the video clips that match those one-liners. So you have dozens of social posts that we already know contain the content your customers want to read, watch, or hear.
Mm-hmm. And what's exciting is that it's pretty fast. I mean, this is not just the fact that it's an army of people who are pulling out the snippets, but I mean, you upload it and it really goes at that direction, that pace. Were you thinking about people who would be using this to do their own work or work for companies? Because it really is sort of like enterprise level. I mean, you could roll this out and make this part of a real process, not just a little bit of let's produce some cool stuff.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head, right? So we started out addressing small individuals and micro companies, actually small medium businesses. And then there was a demand from larger businesses. So we've been able to serve them as well. And now we're in this kind of, you know, this happens to a lot of business owners where we're in this weird place where we're able to market to these people the exact same way, you know, small, medium, large businesses, and sell them custom products. But the demand for the ease of use is getting greater and greater because all of us can click a button and order anything from Amazon and it's delivered tomorrow, right? So that instant gratification as we've, you know, grown as a company is also grown. And so we are, as I was alluding to before we hit record, we're in the processes of moving as fast as we can to deliver easier and easier to use products, to take what we've built, which is a full service platform, as you alluded to, and to figure out how can we simplify it so that people who perhaps aren't as sophisticated as you or people who don't have another teammate who are truly an army of one can use it faster and more effectively.
Well, I do want to deep dive into what's coming and also maybe some examples of, you know, best practice. The great thing about lately is you sort of have complete freedom to do something amazing or totally screw up. So I'd like to explore both ends of the spectrum, but we do have to go to break, Kate. So just a few moments, people, audience, we'll be right back after the break with more pearls of wisdom from Kate.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm. Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.FM. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And we're back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove. And we have Kate Bradley Chernis, CEO, co-founder of Lately.ai, because it is AI powered. And it's a mean platform. It does a lot. But I'm looking at it because, as I said, full disclosure, I brought you on because I thought people needed to hear about this type of thing because it takes a lot of the heavy lifting out of this. But I'm a content producer, so this is what I do. But what are some other use cases for this platform? I mean, is it something that other companies, other verticals, other professionals might see with different eyes if you just told them how they might be using it differently?
Thank you so much, by the way, Peggy. And of course, you know, this is, it's so funny. This is the bane of my existence because I'm supposed to be the marketing genius, but sometimes the shoemaker has no shoes, right? And you're trying to figure out exactly which way to go. So we've watched our customers use Lately in surprising ways. One mm-hmm. of them is we saw one day I saw somebody publishing posts in Portuguese. Mm-hmm. And I saw that it came from Lately and I was like, what happened? And so they discovered that they could put a Portuguese blog inside it and the brain would spit out Portuguese social posts. And in fact, we do that in German, French, Spanish.
There you go.
I tried Japanese and it worked.
Cool.
So pretty interesting. And then we've also been working with conferences, right? So I know all of us have felt this and COVID accelerated it, but conferences have been dying already a slow death in some ways mm-hmm. because a lot of the times they deliver the same content every year, but the same people are going back and they're getting tired and bored by that. But also conferences rely on butts in seats, and that methodology, that mindset is old, right? We don't do anything live anymore. We barely watch TV or listen to the radio live, right? It's all right. Binge and long tail, and marketing doesn't seem to have caught up totally with that, right? So how can we, you know, re-envision how we market and market in that same kind of mindset? So for example, if you have a conference and you've got this amazing, you know, Robert Rose is speaking today at Content Marketing World. He's one of my friends. He's awesome. So he did the keynote. Now, if they were a little more cutting edge, you know, and I'm going to try to convince them to be this way. They would think, let's take Robert's speech and every other panel that we are recording today, because people are on stage all day long. Let's run it through Lately. Let's break up all the best one-liners and use them to drive traffic either to next year's or to promote additional events as we go. And what can happen there is you'll get that long tail is the money. We've all seen link backs, right? They have this huge power that a lot of us dismiss, but they go on and on and on for years. Yeah. The gift keeps on giving, right? And so you can actually trigger a similar idea, Peggy, by breaking a podcast like this up into not just 2, 10, or 10 promotional pieces, but think bigger, think 40, 50, right? And then trickle them out, drip feed them over time, because even though this is interesting now, it will also be interesting in a year.
Absolutely.
Right? Because you, I already know this about you, you're sophisticated enough to think that I produce legacy content, right?
Mm-hmm.
And exactly. Most of us do now. Most of us think that way. And so it's just the same way we can search on Google and find articles from, you know, a couple years ago that are still really relevant. So I think that's a big mindset. And another one that we've seen, this is my favorite, David Allison, who's the author of Value Graphics, which is a fascinating tip for everybody. This is so interesting. So demographics is dead. Value graphics is in. It's the understanding of looking at humans in groups by what they value. So,
ooh, cool.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So productivity, okay, or community, stuff like that, not age, sex, where you live.
Actually, and, you know what, Kate, I'll have to get him on the show. That sounds very cool.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Very aligned with where we are right now, because everything is about our interests. We're not getting out. So if we're passionate about, you know, anything from being vegetarian to thinking about inclusion, this is how you reach us, by our passion.
That's
too
right.
Cool. Didn't mean to interrupt you, but that was just too cool to let go.
No. I mean, you're sharing my excitement and which I love, because you make me want to hug you. What's great about that idea, as you're mentioning too, is, so he's a consultant to the United Nations. Like, this is how this idea has taken off. But think about us as humans, we're multifaceted. So even though the old way was have a Coke and a smile every time, have a Coke and a smile, have a Coke and a smile, we're all tired of that repeat message, right? So we're looking for different avenues in different access points into whatever it is, because we have different things excite us. So if you mm-hmm. think about the values we have in common, then you can market to us in that way, right?
Yes.
So David took his book, ran it through Lately, and the book pulled out all the posts written already in his brand voice, of course, right? And he used only Lately to market the book, and he was number one on Amazon's best-selling global list. It was Monday it was released, so by noon he was number one.
There you go. I mean, that's the thing I like about it. It's not just heavy lifting. There's tons of stuff that'll take heavy lifting out of this, right? If you find it, or you can put it together with, if not this, then that, or you know, a couple zaps or something, you can hook all sorts of software up to do amazing things. We've had to do that in a pandemic, you know. I want my email to ping me when I'm outside in the garden or so, you know, whatever it is, right? You can build it. But to think that's something very different. And one thing that I saw, and I'd love to hear the example of what you think is the most interesting, but you know, Gary Vee is using this and really eating it up. And he's out there, not necessarily the influencer I look to, but let's face it, you can't miss him, right? And I get the feeling that he's put all his videos through your platform and pumping them out there. Is he like the poster guy of Lately, or?
He's pretty amazing, right? I mean, the pillar model comes from Gary. I didn't get that from Gary. I did it in 2006. But of course that's his, you know.
Well, you didn't have a hat, Kate.
Did not have a hat.
That's why it didn't work. We don't do that, you know, the thing. Anyway.
For sure. So he was nice enough to launch an entire Twitter channel, which they use as a farm. It's called @GaryVTV. And they push Gary's content in there, and they're testing it to see what resonates so they can use it on other channels. So it's been really helpful for us to get an idea of how a team like that works, right? So Gary is the army we all aspire to be, right?
Yeah. And gotta give him credit for that.
Gotta give credit. But of course, he does actually have an entire team. So it was interesting just to see that work, like on an influencer level, and then of course VaynerMedia, and you know, we're still learning kind of I know we saw this in COVID, and I found it so interesting, by the way, Peggy, is that the a lot of the best practices that brands have been using and individuals are blending now. Did you see that?
Yes. I mean, they have to be brands. So I do a lot of consulting work as well on the side. You know, people say, hey, you do such great content. You know, what are we going to do about our voice? And it's like, you know, the company and the people in the company, they become the voices. They need to have a presence. So it's not just, does company X need a presence, but all the people. So actually, you could imagine everybody using something like this, even to the betterment of the company. So, you know, like small, medium-sized businesses could maybe... That's what I was looking at, like this, just to think about this in a more philosophical way, because I can see we're on a similar wavelength, is that this is also a way of leveling a playing field. This is democratization of influence, right? I will never have the army that Gary has, you know? Maybe not you either, but there are ways to have a voice. And I think that's important. Once we have the voice, what we do with it, if we're going to be dancing in TikTok, that's what we're going to be doing, right? But we can at least get to the point where we can produce and be more than ourselves.
Right. I mean, we were thinking about our big vision recently, and it's this, it's not just to write for you, but it's to write a better you.
Cool. Okay. Good strap line.
Thank you. And that's where so the next generation AI, Peggy, actually writes from scratch in your brand voice. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing. I mean, if you've followed me on social at all, I'm a quirky is one way to say it, but I use a lot of isms, and I'm kind of a dork, and I say, you know, lots of old school things. And so the AI is learning from me first. And so I've been watching this new generation, and it's got all these things that I say, like # peeing my pants. And
it's you, so you can take a break, Kate, and it can fill in for you, right? Maybe that's the dream here.
Oh my God, please. Like this is the meat of the matter. Clone thyself, right? That's what we want. But I think the other aspect here, which is very important, is you don't want the robots to take over. Nobody does. Of course, that's a weird dystopia. But in marketing, especially, Peggy, as you know, is the reason people hire you is because that mystery, the je ne sais quoi, they can't replicate it. And it's very hard for people to figure out. You either have it or you don't. It's not really a learned behavior. You can pull it out of people, you can encourage and you can augment it. But that, and the robot can't replicate that either. So the robot's job should be able to get you to 75, 85, 95% there. But that mm-hmm. human has to put the sparkle on it, right? Because yeah. only the human can reach through this microphone yeah. and make you feel like you're getting a hug, like we talked about.
That is awesome. I can't tell you. I just want to understand, we have to be ending soon, which is such a shame, Kate. I could go on. But help me understand how what you have brought to lately. I understand your background. I understand what you've, and I admire what you've gone through in challenges and just what has tried and built your character. So what part of AI is Kate? What part of lately AI is Kate?
Thank you. Well, the honest answer is lately's AI studies me first. So all of my mm-hmm. organic social posts, it pulls in as best practices. And then I created a series of couple dozen rules called Kate Lee's Writing Rules that mm-hmm. I taught yeah, my mm-hmm. team. I was a fiction writing major, Peggy. And okay. of course, I wrote like 100,000 commercials for radio. So I taught my team all these rules, and then my social media team, when they augment what, as we just described, what the robots put out, they put that 5% sparkle on it. They're using my rules. And so then the AI next studies what comes out of Lately's brand. And we also use Lately, as you had touched on, for all our employee marketing as well. So there's the second set of knowledge. The third set is all of you, all of our customers. It's studying all of you as a group for best practices. And then, as you know, it's studying you individually to then mm-hmm. give you that information. So we are doing this kind of really complicated thing to replicate, right? Because we're teaching all these people how, as best we can, how they can replicate that je ne sais quoi, right? We're trying to give them this, the thing that still is so hard.
Mm, but the thing that makes marketing. The thing that makes marketing, and we're talking about, and I love that, the whole idea of, you know, making it a better you, or giving it a better, you know, a more of a you voice, more of a brand voice for you. We do have to wrap it up, Kate. I'm really tempted to bring you back though for your rules. I think that your social media and writing rules are worth a comeback if I can talk you into it. I know we had to wait a long time to get you the first time, but now that you know, it's completely fun and harmless to be on my show. You might come back sooner, and I would love those rules. In the meantime, you know, we've gotten people all excited. I can say that we don't have to talk about all the details, but you know, if I have it, then it is affordable. Where can people find out more about Lately or about yourself if they're interested?
Boy, I really can't thank you enough, because it takes a village, Peggy, and you're lifting me up, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And my pleasure.
Thanks to everyone else too. So we're at lately.ai. On LinkedIn, I'm Kate Bradley, because I couldn't get all the three names in there. And I'd love it if you connected and said that you heard me with Peggy. And thanks again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will have you back, Kate, if you're game. We want your rules. It's probably like really cool practices to follow, because hey, now we are all marketers. That's why Mobile Presence is here. That's why the audience is here. That's why you've been here, Kate. So thanks so much for sharing and for being a guest. If you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me, Peggy@mobilegroove.com. Mobile Groove is where you can also find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. You can always check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to WMR.fm, or you can find our shows on Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.